Welcome once again to another episode of Black Whip Podcast, your favorite anime podcast out there. How was your week? I hope you had a great week. I sure did have a great week. I think I will always have a great week as long as I'm alive. You get, like, as long as I did, I believe it was a great week, because every experience that life throws at you, just take it like that. Anyways, enough with the philosophical talk. Today we'll be looking at some anime characters that are strong. These characters, let me read the caption for you. It says, 10 anime characters who hide their strengths. Who can you think of? Anime characters that are very strong. These guys are strong, but when they're among people, or they know like the brag about their power. You get that kind of thing. They just want to keep them on the low. May everybody just look them like, you get this one. He can't maybe. What can this one? He's not strong. What can he do? People just underestimate them as they see them. So those are the characters we'll be looking at today, and we have 10 of them here. And this article today is brought to us by Game Rant. I don't know if you know Game Rant, but I think it's a website. Yeah, GameRant.com. They write all these kind of things. I think anime and also game-related stuff like that. So you can check them out. Anyways, today we'll be looking at the 10 characters. And we'll be going through this blog to know who are those 10 people. I never scroll through the blog like that, okay? Yeah, I'm just scrolling through now and I'm seeing some characters. And I think a lot of them, I know them. I don't know if you know them. But Misha, I don't watch the anime where these people did. So, now make me know, say, yeah, this list goes sweet wherever. So, coming at number 10, the 10th anime strong character who hides his strength, his or her strength, is Biscuit. From Hunter x Hunter, Biscuit Kruger. So I don't know if you watch Hunter x Hunter, but there's this character that we got introduced to one time. She just looks like, you know, a small pikin she be. You understand? But we don't say she's strong, but she just looks like small pikin. We nothing they saw until we saw the dangerous side of her. Hunter x Hunter's Biscuit Kruger is one of the most popular and dangerous characters in the series. She is a skilled martial artist and an experienced hunter who initially joins the main characters, Gon and Killua. Biscuit initially appears as a young and cute girl, but later reveals her true form as a muscular, middle-aged woman. So, yeah, I don't know if this is spoiler, Shao. Is this spoiler? Small spoilers inside, Shao, but how go do? I know, say even myself for the characters, so I don't know. Okay, I will try avoid spoilers for myself. So just pray that the animes I've seen are the same with the one you've seen, and the ones I haven't seen, the ones I avoid spoilers for, are the ones too that you haven't seen. But anyhow, Biscuit Kruger from Hunter x Hunter. She's a strong character. She's a strong character. And she's the 10th character on the list. Coming down to number 9. The 9th strong anime character who hides their strength is Kaneki. Ken Kaneki from Tokyo Ghoul. Tokyo Ghoul is... I don't talk him before now for the podcast. I started watching Tokyo Ghoul, but I can't hang from one point like that. Often I never still go back, go continue. And you get one anime too, I recently started to watch, where I don't hang. I just did. I don't know. Sometimes, when I watch the anime, I would do other things. My soul life just to be. But I'll definitely go back to Tokyo Ghoul. I know one day. One day. Like, when I know, see, I have arrived, The day I know that, yes, I have arrived, me, myself, your podcast host have arrived, is the day I'll just relax in my own penthouse or maybe inside my pool safe, but I'll just have one big flat screen. That's my dream. Just have one big flat screen or like a very high dynamic projector that will just project any anime I want to watch. At that time, I'm gonna say, oh boy, this is the life. Like, if heaven there, I beg. Make I fit catch that kind of cruise for there. So, number nine here, we have Ken Kaneki. And Tokyo Ghoul is an anime and manga series with a complex main character named Ken Kaneki. At the beginning of the series, Kaneki is portrayed as a timid and weak individual who is unable to defend himself. But as the show goes on, it becomes obvious that Kaneki is concealing his true power. So yeah, I think that's enough that we need to know about Kaneki. We won't go spoil ourselves for front. You get, but yeah, Kaneki looks dangerous even from the picture itself. All the art style as they see Kaneki, one of the I don't get the I don't go. That eye, if he looks at you and you don't say a word, he can fuck you up. But coming down to number eight, by the way, I think at the end of this list, I'll pick two random characters and do versus match for them and see which one will win. I'll just try to give my point and see what I know from my own, knowledge about this anime, like who would win the fight. It will be random. I don't know how I'll select it. Maybe I'll just scroll on the screen. Anyway, my arm can't stop. I can't use hand arm. Wait now. Let's get there. Let's get there. The next character we have here, number eight, is Kageyama Shigeo from Mob Psycho 100. Mob Psycho is one of those animes I enjoyed a lot, especially the first season. This last season, just guys, Ibisha, but the animation was great. But coming down to Shigeo, yeah, he's a strong character, and in mind the hiding strength too. He's one of those characters that, yeah, I'm powerful, but I don't want to use it. Like, I don't want to flex. I don't want to show that I am special or something. Well, just the catch your cruise. If today I can fly, just imagine being able to levitate like Superman. I should just levitate upwards. I swear the first thing I will fit try, I'll just fly, like to see how far I can just keep on flying. I want to go and see space. I will fly as high as I can. When I get to the top, man, when I'm just seeing only clouds, when the clouds like under my feet, I could just say yes. I think I'll also add this to my heavens list, like the things I would like to do in heaven. Watch that anime inside pool, then have ability to fly. My fly, like just the fly everywhere where I feel. So yeah, Shigeo Kageyama is the number eight strong anime character who hides his strength. Shigeo Kageyama, also known as Mob, is the protagonist of the anime and manga series Mob Psycho 100. Despite possessing incredible psychic powers, Mob chooses to hide his strength and live a normal life. He fears the consequences of using his abilities as he has seen firsthand how they can harm others and himself. So yeah, he no one hurts himself, he no one catch that kind of cruise. He doesn't want to put out his powers in front of people, So that's why he's hiding everything. He doesn't want to hurt anybody. But we all know what happened in like the season three, the last season. If you want to know what happened, go and watch it. I won't spoil you this one. But coming down to number seven, I'm not going to read much about this number seven because I'm still watching this show. It is Assassination Classroom, and the character is Koro Sensei. You all know Koro Sensei now, like he's the face of Assassination Classroom. He's the main, like he's the center of the show. You understand? Kuro-sensei, the main character of the anime and manga series Assassination Classroom, is a highly intelligent and powerful creature with the ability to move at supersonic speed and regenerate from any injury. Kuro-sensei initially hides his incredible abilities, portraying himself as a goofy and approachable teacher. So yeah, I'm not going to read any further for spoilers, but you get the point. Kuro-sensei is just, like, if you watch the show, man, the guy just did here and there. He's very fast. But he's just doing, no, I don't want to use my abilities. Although he's using his abilities in own, like in the rubber. I think right from the beginning, you already know that this character is strong now. I don't think he's hiding it. Except maybe I get to see something more crazier that I've seen already. But I think at that point, he's just, like, we are just seeing more of him. But I think he doesn't hide his abilities now. He's a crazy character. Coming down to number six. Number six, I have, I don't know this one. I think this is the first character I don't know. Number six. This is Nikaido from Dorohedoro. I don't know if I'm pronouncing all these names well though. But now we don't watch the anime. I don't know. Is there an option to comment with voice? I think the option for that, if there's no option to comment with voice, the option for that is for you to send me a voice note, DM me. Then you pronounce it so that I will hear how they pronounce it. Is it Dorohedoro? And is her name Nikaido? You understand? If you've watched the series, there's a way like they'll pronounce it there. So now you go Sabi. If you Sabi, I'm just send me a voice note. Okay, I know how to pronounce her. Nikaido is a powerful magic user and one of the main characters in the manga and anime series Dorohedoro. Despite her exceptional abilities, she often hides herself and presents herself as a tough but ordinary character, running a small restaurant and, you know, living in the hood. So she just hides herself. Meanwhile, she gets very powerful abilities. She's a magic user. So yeah, don't know much about her, but I like the animation that I'm seeing here, or shall I say the art from the anime that I'm seeing here, or this a screenshot from the anime. I don't know if this is a screenshot, yeah. But yeah, Nikaido, now she gets magic powers, very powerful one, but she know they like user like that. Coming down to number 5. Number 5, we have Killua Zoldek from Hunter x Hunter. Hunter x Hunter already has two characters on the list. Maybe we won't see more safe. Killua Zoldek, a main character in the anime and manga series Hunter x Hunter, is a highly skilled assassin from a family of notorious killers. Despite his incredible strength and expertise in combat, Killua initially hides his true abilities from others. Yeah, I agree with Killua on eh? The first time I see Killua, I know cast himself. I just be like, you know, I'm this ordinary small boy until during the Hunter exam, come bust her head, man. That first fight that we saw Killua like exhibiting, forget about the Rhythm Echo, like that, is it shadow work that he did with Netero? I think with Netero, about when they were doing that, they have volleyball or something. Forget that one. That time we'll see him for Hunter exam when he collected something from someone, something personal. Killua is good, man. I agree with this list. Hunter x Hunter is a great show, so I think I will agree with most of the characters that do bring out here, because that show was something else. Killua initially hides his true abilities. This is because he was raised in a family where showing weakness or vulnerability could result in punishment. So yeah, Killua and I make him hide their abilities. No one should see in they didn't get that kind of background, assassination background. Yeah, that's Killua for you. is definitely a strong character who doesn't show his abilities like that in order to cast himself. Coming down to number four. I like this number four. Number four is Muzan. Like Muzan from Demon Slayer. Muzan Kibutsuji is the primary antagonist and strongest of the demons in the anime and manga series Demon Slayer. Man, I freaking love the way Muzan is portrayed in Demon Slayer. Like everything we've seen so far, it just debuffs my head. I'm even looking forward to the coming season because there's this hype about this is it the upper demons, like the upper ranks, this the meeting that they are about to have. You understand? I get this hype with just the Infinity Castle, especially that Infinity Castle, man. Like the thing just debuffs my head. That Infinity Castle, I feel, you know, when you have this euphoric feeling or like somehow like a nostalgic feeling, like Infinity Castle. I don't know why I just like I'm drawn to the name, the whole concept about it, that kind of stuff. I feel like it's something that I've dreamt about or something that like I've experienced before. Anytime I just like anytime I see a scene of the Infinity Castle or I just think about the idea, the concept. I think even in Justice League, there's a time that they used something similar, like an Infinity Castle too, where they had stairs, ladders, different rooms to up and down like that. So I'm always drawn to the idea. And Muzan, which is Infinity Castle and the whole, you know, rooms and teleportation, shapeshift, all those stuff, man. I'm down for it, man. I'm down for it. Although the last season, there's one thing that I just feel about this last season. I don't know why, Sha, but you know, when we're watching this last season, we're thinking that a certain character will die. But as it can't get out, it can't end, you know, like win-win in a way, something like that. Let me say, boy. Sha, nobody like say for character to be. I don't know. I'm not trying to be negative to say I want to see my anime characters die. I'm just saying, I wish like the anime was, you know, tougher with all those things. But maybe in the future, because the manga is still there and the anime is still one. So maybe we never even start to see anything first. So I'm just looking forward to that. Demon Slayer, I'm not reading manga. I'm going to anime only. And the anime at the game for. Because I know if I start to read manga now, I will spoil myself. The anime experience will come the and it will come the one kind. Like there was a way I felt after reading the Attack on Titan manga. Like when I was watching the show, I was watching it to see as if some scenes that I read in the manga will come out. And no, that's not what I want. I want that original experience when I started watching anime for the first time. When I started watching Attack on Titan, like the thing just blew my head. Yeah, that kind of thing. Like I was just into it. I was there. So I want to have all that experiences too with most of the animes I'll be watching. That's why for some time. I'm not saying that reading manga is no, if you want to read your manga, we'll catch up cruise. I've read Attack on Titan manga. I've read even My Hero Academia manga. There are some other few minor mangas I read like that. I can't really remember which one said. But I know there is some Sha that I've set my eyes on. But since then, Sha, I just want to do on the anime only stuff. And yeah, I did for my anime I did for my anime only stuff. So yeah. I look forward to seeing more of Demon Slayer Muzan. Coming down to no and yeah, by the way, he's a very good character. Like he's good at hiding, no. The guy did good at hiding how powerful in the you get. But I think for all this list, he's one of the best characters at hiding his abilities. So yeah, I look forward to watching more Demon Slayer, more coming seasons, and just seeing more of Muzan's abilities. Coming down to number three. This number three, I don't even say him at all. His name is Tatsuya Shiba from the Irregular at Magic High School. Tatsuya Shiba, the main character of the anime and light novel series, the irregular at Magic High School, is a skilled magician with amazing powers. Despite his formidable talent, Tatsuya often hides his strength and presents himself as a lowly wit student at his prestigious Magic High School. So yeah, the guy gets powers well. And then this is partly due to his family history and reputation as the creators of powerful magic. So he gets this kind of abilities, but no one they show people. So yeah, that's Tatsuya Shiba for you. The next character we have here is Itachi Uchiha from Naruto. And yeah, although the guy in a ninja, people know him, see what he done doing, don't cast. But you know, Sha, I would say he's good at hiding because of what things we Itachi go do. You know, even like in just allow those characters, we you understand, they just be mysterious, but things we go do, it go wow yourself. Itachi Uchiha is a character from the anime and manga series Naruto. Is a highly skilled, powerful ninja from the Uchiha clan, known for their exceptional abilities in combat and the use of their Sharingan. So yeah, we know who this guy Itachi is now. And they present himself as diplomat, pacifist, and you know, all those kind of characters we know just to one cast themselves like that. So now, so Itachi take deep for Naruto, but we're not gonna wait him up now. In Congo, Django Unchained for everybody. By the way, am I using that reference well? Because I don't know, I like the reference, but I don't think I've actually seen Django Unchained. But I would like to see Django Unchained. In short, I think that's what I'll do, Seth. I'll YouTube it after recording this episode. So, coming down to number one, the number one powerful character that doesn't cast himself. You know, they even show himself at all. You don't even know, see, the guy strong like that. In short, they don't even rank him among the highest people who are strong. This is Saitama from One Punch Man. So we all know Saitama now. One punch. In the clear people with one punch. If he give you one serious punch, you'll be nowhere to be found. You understand? Saitama is the protagonist of the anime and manga series One Punch Man, known for his unbeatable strength and ability to beat any opponent with a single punch. That's what I was just telling you now. Despite his immense power, Saitama often hides his strength and presents himself as an amusing bored superhero. Like, I know to send. Let's play video game. In the go mall, they do like say no strong, you understand? At the end of the day, if meteorites they come, Ingo is one punch, clear up. If giants, what's the name of that guy for episode one? That huge guy, we tall like Titan. Now I think he even tall past Colossal Titan, guy huge for the episode one. Ingo is one punch, deck the guy. In punch and see as the face squeeze go one side. Saitama is strong. I also love that fight, episode one, with those what's the name of those people we call that we see now them come from underworld, they come from ground. We they say now them with the true earthlings. I don't forget their name. But those guys were freaking strong to that first fight we saw with Saitama and them. Just they use leg, they use hand, they punch this one, they do down. Man, don't worry. I think I'll do an episode on One Punch Man to talk about the characters there, their abilities and all that stuff. So by the way, I would like to see your reviews, your comments and your thoughts on these characters. If there's any character that you feel should have made it to this list, but you know they're here, you feel message me, if you feel leave comments, so that at least we might go know. So those are the characters for today. And if you have any recommendations for any list too, you can send me a message. So
to that, I will know how far. I also have a Facebook page, Instagram page, TikTok. Try and follow those pages so that you can be catching up on my video content. Thank you for listening to this episode of Black Whip Podcast. Don't forget to share the podcast. Till the next episode. Bye-bye.